Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
Get right into this memo. Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline. When first this, I guess, spring, Sal, we saw the language from the league and the PA about what will happen to you or what could happen to you as a player if not vaccinated. You pointed out, I mean, soon thereafter, you were pointing out, look, you better get going because training camp is coming up and there's the second shot and then there's the 2 weeks and it's coming to a head here. And now we have what? We have more language from the league and they're not backing down.
That's right. And part of today's memo also included some numbers, which I found interesting. Circling back to what you just said, Mike, which is they said that the memo said that half of the league's teams have at least 80% of their players vaccinated. Well, let's also remember there's 90 players on a team. So you're talking, you know, have them. It's not a 53-man roster right now. It's a 90-man roster. So that means at least 45 players on half the clubs are vaccinated. Or at least 80%, I'm sorry,
80%,
of those 90
right.
players are vaccinated. I'm
72.
Sorry.
That's right.
That's right. Thank you. And then the other part is it said 75% of the league's players, all of them, are in the process, quote unquote, of getting vaccinated. So back to what you said, like if players didn't get going then, maybe they got going late, they still might not be in time for camp. They might be, maybe they got their first shot yesterday for all we know, right? I mean, that could be part of it, or they could be getting their last shot tomorrow or clearing the 2 week window tomorrow. But we have training camp starting next week.
75% it seems like a big number. So does 25% to me. Like 25% right. Unvaccinated Bulldog seems like a big number.
And there's no knowing, obviously, how that breaks down, right? Like you might just sort of anecdotally assume that guys who are going to be struggling to make a roster would not want to give the team a reason to dump them early in camp or in camp at all. Like, you know, if they're a long shot to make it, let me do everything I can to give myself the best chance. And this year, unlike any other year in the history of the sport, the best chance might include getting vaccinated. So,
that's right.
You know, and you don't know that those numbers will translate to the 53 man because guys who are more secure yep. in their careers and feel opposed to it, whereas someone who's struggling to make a name for themselves in the league and find a roster spot, they might be opposed to it and might just do what a lot of people have to do for their job and go, okay, I got to do what my boss tells me or is encouraging me or strongly advising me to do, which is do this.
Yeah, there's already been some reaction on social media about it. We haven't heard and read anything from Cole Beasley, but DeAndre Hopkins weighed in and said, basically, like, I'm going to ponder, like, the NFL and going forward because this is why should I have to basically do this just to protect my team, which goes back to a lot of the discussion we've had on this. It's such a team sport mentality. You know, this is the way people think. It's the way guys think growing up in this sport and still do that. You know, you do everything to help your team. Well, now, because of this memo, you're not only hurting your own team, you could, if you're not vaccinated and there's an outbreak, and we could definitely talk about the language in this memo with outbreak and all that you guys brought up rightfully earlier. But if you don't get vaccinated, there's an outbreak in your team and that game doesn't get played and you take a forfeit, the other team's players don't get paid either. So it's not like you're only hurting your team and forfeiting. Now you're taking money away from the other team's players who have nothing to do with it necessarily, which this is, I mean, this is a really, really interesting memo in day.
Yes. Hopkins, by the way, is saying that his girlfriend's brother had heart trouble after getting the shot. So that's what his objection seems to be from. You've mentioned the language, and I saw you tweet something similar to what I had said about how they don't quantify outbreak or spike here. So I don't know. Do you have the same sort of reaction to that, which was, in my case, like they're just trying again to get you to come across, but without defining, without putting numbers on those things, maybe a team with several positive cases will still be able to play.
Yep, the NFL is the master at using very strong language to make a point, but still always giving itself an out. We've talked about it with the individual protocols for players and how it says they may be fined. It doesn't say you have to fine them. Mm-hmm. And like maybe a team can find their way around that. Like that's one example. Here's another one. There is nothing in today's memo that defines an outbreak or a spike. What does that even mean? There's an outbreak that a team... Does it mean you have to have a certain number of players to field a team, a certain number of quarterbacks to be able to take the field? The Denver situation last year, what if you're okay playing with 35 guys and a receiver playing quarterback? I'm not sure because there's nothing in here which says it. Also, really good debates, the discussion you guys had earlier about the, can the game be rescheduled? Can it not? Because, right, it's kind of yes and no. The game can be rescheduled, even with an outbreak among unvaccinated players. The league has only made it clear that they will not reschedule any games beyond the 18th game, beyond the 19th right. week. They're going to get everything in those 19 weeks. However, part of this memo, there is actually a line that says, and I'll read it to you, every club is obligated under the Constitution and bylaws to have its team ready to play at the scheduled time and place. A failure to do so is deemed conduct detrimental. There is no right to postpone a game. Then it says postponements will only occur if required by government authorities, medical experts, and then here's the last one, or at commissioner's discretion. So, right. I mean, it's giving itself an out right. there saying we're not postponing for any reason. But then again, if the commissioner says we can, we can.
Right. So if it's week 17 and you've got a game where playoff seeds are on the line and there's 8 players or 12 players, that's vague. We don't know if that's too many to safely play or not, but we will work with you and reschedule if it's in our best interest. If it's if it doesn't matter to the playoff seeding, maybe we'll just you have to take a forfeit. Like we're not gonna lift a finger to try to figure it out if it's not in our best interest, basically.
Yeah, and by the way, if anybody's thinking, well, that's fine, I'll just get a better draft pick. The memo actually covers this.
Yes.
It says that the forfeit will count as a loss in the standings for the seeding purposes and standings purposes. However, it will not count as a loss. It'll count as a non-game played, basically, for draft and waiver priority. So a team that gets a forfeit would be 7-10. However, for draft purposes, they'd be 7-9, which is actually not beneficial to them in the draft process.
Finally, a record that makes sense, 7-9.
Right.
I hate these 17-game records. People are doing projections. Oh, 12-5. What the heck is 12-5? Well, you mentioned how we haven't heard from Beasley. Thank goodness. these days are coming, right? You've got Hopkins and other players are identifying themselves as like disagreeable on the subject. Maybe there's resistance, maybe it blows over. There's a lot of guys in the league, but those days are coming. I even mentioned earlier, Sal, I think we probably talked about this. There'll probably be disagreement in the media room about how to handle the subject. I mean, I think there'll probably be some reporters everywhere who feel like it's too personal, and maybe that would stem from their own beliefs. Who knows? That could vary. But whether it's a relevant question to ask a player, I think it is because of all this. And, some players will probably not want to talk about it. Maybe they'll go that route or they'll be like angry about being asked.
This goes back a few months, guys, right? I mean, I have to deal with it every time we've had a Zoom call ever since. We can even go back to Josh Allen on Kyle Brandt's podcast when Kyle Brandt asked him, will you get the vaccine? And then Josh said, we're still looking at it, and looks at the numbers, and then people kind of made an issue about his answer there. And then you had Brandon Bean, who answered the hypothetical question about the player and, you know, getting to the threshold. And then you had Cole Beasley. So this has been, the Bills have been at the forefront, as you know, and every time there's been a Zoom call with a player through OTAs and minicamp, there was questions from media members about the vaccination status of team. And, you know, most of the time, players, almost all the time, would say, I'm not talking about that. We know that Sean McDermott, you know, kind of made it clear, like, yeah, we want to get our players educated and get vaccinated. Brandon Bean is, the Pegulas are, but, you know, he didn't necessarily give us any indication. However, what did happen was fans would yell at us in the media oftentimes and say, basically, that's wrong. You shouldn't ask them this question. Well, of course we should. We have to ask them because it's very relevant to the game right now. It's relevant to how they might be able to participate in all of these different protocols and restrictions that are coming in. So it might make people uncomfortable to hear, but yeah, it's got to be asked on some level. It doesn't mean they have to answer. And by the way, just to point it out, it's also not a violation of any sort of HIPAA law, because I still think that might be the most underknown people have really no clue about HIPAA laws, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. It's amazing how many times I'm told, well, that's a violation of HIPAA. And I'm like, it's actually not. That is not what that is.
Yeah, well, we've got some interesting days to come here. What's your latest? You have something else on this, Bulldog? Because I was thinking about changing up.
I guess I just want to ask, just to sort of close it out here, and it's a little bit, you know, we talked about on Tuesday with Sal the chances of Beasley, you know, finding his way off the roster because of all this stuff, and you know, you said it's not zero.
Right.
What do you suppose the chances are that, like DeAndre Hopkins is saying, that Beasley, he already intimated this like a month ago or so, right, when he talked about, you know, I'm secure, my family's all set, like, you know, I don't have to keep playing, basically. I'm paraphrasing. I'm not reading word for word from that long note that he posted on Twitter back in the middle of June. But I wonder if he might be so principled about this to say, you know what, I'm now, it's clear I could hurt my team, and I don't want to do this, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to get the vaccine, but I don't want to hurt my team, and I'm out.
I would not take anything off the table with any of these players doing that. And I would also say that we don't know if the rules would be the same in 2022. I mean, it's possible a player could just decide, I'm going to retire or sit out this year, and I'll be back next year, because I don't think the league will have the same rules. Now, the league could have the same rules. We don't know. They could have them going forward, you know, and have some sort of, you know, vaccination, you know, rules for everybody who enters the league. But it also could be where maybe this is a year where they do that, and then there's new numbers and new information and all those kinds of things, where maybe a player sits out this year and decides to try to come back, just like they did. They opted out last year for COVID. So I wouldn't take anything off the table. As far as Beasley's concerned, I say it's not zero, the percentage of him not being on the roster. But I also say part of that is the salary, and maybe even more so. Mm-hmm. Yes, I think the discussion of what we're having here has to come into play because of everything that we're talking about. But I think that if it cost you a ton of money to have him as a dead salary cap hit and you don't save anything, I think it gets a lot closer to zero than it would be right now, where you could actually save some money. Although I still think chances are extremely high that he's on the roster.
I'm going to use HIPAA for every question I don't like going forward, starting today.
That would be great.
Yeah, like if you ask me a question about anything, you know, why didn't they run the ball more, Mike? They could not throw the ball. It was 50-mile-an-hour winds. What about you? You and your beloved never run the ball. Don't you think? HIPAA. Boom. Not that's over. Not even.
Throw down the HIPAA gauntlet.
That's it. Just not even talking about it anymore. That's it. You got to protect HIPAA.
It definitely would fall in line with many of the people who
HIPAA
tweet at me and other media members when these questions come up, and how, or anybody even answering. Like, it's a very misunderstood, or I don't know what phrase I want to use, what word I want to use, as far as how people just don't know it. They don't understand it, what it actually means. I do want to point out in the memo today, there is a clear line. You guys said this right before the break when I came on. There's a clear line between an outbreak of unvaccinated players, not vaccinated players. Like, if it's vaccinated, if they feel that the outbreak is amongst vaccinated players on a team, they're going to work with the team to do what they can do. If it's unvaccinated players, it's, nope, we're not going to work with you. You're getting a forfeit, basically.
Yeah, that does seem to be the overall attitude of the league. I guess I did think that as we got through into camp and in the preseason that it would all blow over. I said that about like Beasley. I feel like they're doing the thing that we've seen done where they want to get these guys vaccinated, but ultimately it will blow over. Like they will not forfeit games, you know, you won't see players released, these kinds of things, but we are at the edge of camp, and the memo today does not pull back on any of that. So
no, well, that might be because the league is paying attention, as they well should be, to what's happening around the world in the country.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, they're unvaccinated people are still dying, and they are highly susceptible to this Delta variant. And like the league might feel like they have some level of responsibility. If their responsibility is to the business, and they want the games to be played and the money to keep rolling in, and they want fans to keep going to games, right? But the overall society, like if the Delta variant continues to spread like it has been, and we end up with, you know, more restrictions again, and, you know, can we go to games, do we need masks, and all that starts up again, like nobody wants to think about that or hear it, but the league might be trying to do the best they can to show some leadership in that way in the country, even if that's not too lofty an aspiration to state.
Yeah. Also, this memo, guys, we've talked about that 85% number that gets thrown around a lot. And maybe there's going to be something with 85%. We still don't have anything, though. And today's memo is as strong as it was. There's nothing about any sort of team threshold. So, you know, we're still waiting on that if and when the league actually does something with that.
If and when. Right on. Thanks, Sal.
Okay, guys.
There you go, Sal Capaccio on our West Her Hotline, and his appearances are brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Couple of stars in the league will start on the PUP list as their team's camps open, and they might be different situations, but still, as their teams get ready to go, these guys whose names you know are not ready. We'll have that for you. Focus on the Sabres, too. Want to talk about this memo and what will happen with the Bills and the NFL. Really super interesting. 803-0550 is how to reach us. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.